a thin man wearing skin-tight white shorts, a bright red football shirt, black socks and dirty white running shoes saunters onto the stage on spindly legs. He does stretch exercises to music from the 1970s boxing film Rocky. He hammers with a fist on his team's gold badge on his jersey. Then he collapses into a ragged armchair and gazes intently at a television, while guzzling from a can of beer and puffing a cigarette.
Southampton have taken the lead here against Manchester United. What a shock!
The character the audience comes to know as Ricky is watching a match involving his life's obsession, Manchester United Football Club.
Ricky is a hard-drinking, 100% pure United through and through. He will die with this team. He's not like me. I'm not as fanatical. If United loses, I'm like upset for a few hours and I get over it. But Ricky would be close to suicide sometimes.
Like thousands of other South African Indians, comedian Darveshan Govender is a die-hard fan of Man United. His passion for the team began when, as a child, he visited his uncle and cousins at their Durban home.
In that house, you either support United or you keep your mouth shut. When the game was on, I'd walk in and there's my uncle and my cousins and all, you know, drinking the beers and the brandy and watching the game and shouting at these guys.
To warm up for a visit to the Old Trafford pub to watch yet another United game, Ricky plays a CD of songs in support of his team. In Govender's comedy, a gang of armed robbers bursts into the bar while Ricky and a bunch of fellow football fanatics are watching Manchester United on TV. Rajan, one of Ricky's drinking buddies, describes the scene that follows in language that's rich with South African Indian slang. One of the robbers is toting an AK-47.
This machine gunner, he pulled a trigger, he shoot a hole in the ceiling. Next thing, all the bras are on the ground, face down. Hey, and then these robbers, they're moving through. And they're gripping everything they can find, man. Wallets, watches, cell phones, chains. And all the bras now, you know, we're scared. So we all the bras, we're just donating our wallets and watches and cell phones and chains. All the bras. Except Ricky.
Ricky continues to watch the game, seemingly oblivious to the criminals.
Another cross goes in. Ferdinand's header against the post, and it's in! And Manchester United have done it again!
Rajan then explains how one of the robbers stands in front of Ricky, blocking his view of the TV. A furious Ricky retaliates by kicking the gun-wielding attacker.
What? This all flies across the room onto the pool table. What? 8-ball, corner pocket. Ricky sit down. He shouted at Silver to bring him another beer. Meanwhile, Silver's crawling in a corner, praying these dogs don't kill everyone.
Then another robber switches the television off, depriving Ricky of his beloved Manchester United.
Ricky gets super red. He gets up. He takes us all one time with a kung fu kick. Wah-ha! Those all fly straight out of Old Trafford into the car park.
Govender acknowledges his skit is completely exaggerated, but he maintains that many South African Indians have an unhealthy infatuation for Manchester United.
If the end of the world happens and United happen to be playing, they won't notice it. It's that extreme fanaticism that I was trying to encapsulate with Ricky.
Govender says he's not sure exactly why Indian people in South Africa love a team that plays football 6,000 miles away from them. But he has a theory.
It may not be true or not, but I think Indians like to back winners. And United is quite a successful club.
Govender's comic attempts to reflect the eccentricities of South African Indians have not always been appreciated by his community. But he's not fazed. He insists that one isn't human if one isn't able to laugh at oneself. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.